You have to believe in yourself. And actually, this is one sentence I repeat to myself, that I believe I can.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
We are back with the next Women in Tech Show. I am so excited. I am in Latvia still at the Digital Freedom Festival, and I had the blessing of meeting an incredible woman in tech, and I can't wait to share her story with you. Welcome, Annika. How are you? I'm butchering your name, I know. So go ahead and introduce yourself so everybody could hear how it really sounds.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Annika, and I am a co-founder of startup, which is an application for construction management called Leansight. And I come from Estonia to get some motivation and inspiration from Riga's festival.
And how did you find out about the Digital Freedom Festival?
Oh, actually, it's a funny story. I saw some info probably in Facebook, and I applied for a pitch competition. And one day I got an email that I was selected. So I thought, like, yeah, then I probably should come. And I came. We had a pitch competition on Sunday with 500 startups, and it went well. And yeah, here I am.
That's awesome. And you guys, I'm sure you can hear the video game playing in the background. And if you can't, Matt, you could just cut that out. But I'm pretty sure you guys can hear the video game playing in the background. And that's some guys playing some epic video games in the lounge. We're sitting in this cool makeup room. It's like the secret room that we found. I almost locked someone in the bathroom by accident in order to have the most quiet space possible to bring this this episode to you. So when did you first get involved in technology?
Actually, my background is in construction. I was working as a project manager on construction site. And one day, other co-founder, my long friend, came to me with an idea to have an application for construction management. And I knew this is something that I would use. This is something I would need. And from there, I decided to start with a startup. And I just quit my job. And now I'm here.
And how long ago was that?
A year and a half.
So, wow. Yeah. So a year and a half ago, you lost your mind and exactly. went against social norms, and now you have a startup company focused in the construction industry.
Yeah.
And what does it do exactly?
It's about scheduling, task management, collaboration, communication. Actually, yeah, we are more focused on connecting like operational site management to project management. So because like every little decision affects the whole project completion, and yeah, this is where we are focused and more into communication, file sharing, collaboration, and so on.
And how many people are on your team?
Right now, it's 5.5. Yeah, right now it's 5 to 6, and we are slowly hiring.
And who are the people? Who are your teammates? What kind of roles?
Yeah, we have two developers, one customer support person, and a co-founder who's also in construction management, and he's like a product owner. I am the CEO, and then we have a marketing guy.
Awesome. And what about technology makes you feel that this is where you belong in the world?
Actually, I guess it's the speed and the scalability you have there. I think this is it. I mean, I'm really like practical. I like construction. I like to see how things grow. And this is the same with technology.
What's one thing you've learned about yourself in pursuing your dreams? Like what's one state of mind that you're like, this is how to make dreams possible?
You have to believe in yourself. And actually, this is one sentence I repeat to myself, that I believe I can. It's also a funny story. It came from the movie called Honey.
with Jessica Alba?
I guess it's the about dancing.
Yeah, and, I think Jessica Alba movie.
And there's a...
She's so rad.
And there's a song, and it's I Believe I Can, and yeah, I follow that.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome. And what kind of support system do you recommend for people looking to get into the tech space here in, you know, in Estonia, in Latvia, and in this region? Like, what would you recommend are resources?
Actually, I think we are a pretty good place in Estonia and also in Latvia. We have pretty strong ecosystem. We have a lot of success stories, and we can lean to them. And I mean, for me, it has been so helpful to have mentors, to have people around me. And it is totally different from construction industry. You just start working there. You have big companies, but with startup worlds, you have so many different events, so many different people who can help you.
Who are your mentors?
We have actually we started with an IT development partner, and we have a startup advisor from there as well. He's called Raido Pikkar. And
can you spell that for us?
R A I D O P I K K A R. Ah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Actually, he was a mentor for Incubator, and he was leading the Incubator once, and now he's an advisor for us.
And what about, like, the mentor relationship really creates a positive experience for you? Do you guys speak weekly? How does your mentor relationship work?
We meet monthly, and I really feel this is something that keeps us going. This is something that gives you the bigger picture, because every day you're hustling, and then you meet the big picture guy, and he gives you the right direction again.
Yeah, definitely. And is there a great female network here in Estonia and in Latvia?
It is, actually, yeah. We have communities like Tech Sisters and so on, and it is a great community. I see that there's not so many ladies in startup world yet, but the community is there, and come on, let's do it.
And I hear there's a female-oriented hackathon happening in Estonia.
Yeah,
can you tell me more
about
that?
Like next week or something. Yeah, it's next this Friday, actually. Yeah, in Pärnu. So it's like 3 days. They come together Friday night. They have ideas. They find their teams, and they start hacking for 2 days to get something ready by Sunday night.
That's so rad. Are there many hackathons that happen?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, we have some like different topics. Last year there was a hackathon for the women as well, and there are some different topics also going on.
It sounds like no matter where you live in the world, if you wanted to immerse yourself into the tech community, you could come to a place like Estonia, and specifically Tallinn, right? And like, and just dive in and have a whole network to be connected to start to build your life as a female founder.
Yeah,
would you say that's right? Or even an engineer?
It is right, yeah. And actually, I'm going to do some marketing for Estonia. We have e-residency, so everybody could become resident of Estonia. It's e-resident.
What do you mean? Tell me. Oh, no. Sorry, Los Angeles. I may not come back now.
it means that you can just apply and you become an e-resident of Estonia. You get an ID card, ID number, and you can establish a company in a few minutes like we can do without coming to Estonia at all.
What?
Yeah,
that's
seriously.
Crazy.
And then you can do business in Europe through Estonia.
Esprit's like brain is like
it's a startup from government.
Yeah.
And they've been working on this few years. We have a lot of e-residents. A lot of even Barack Obama is one of those. Yeah.
How can people find out more information about that?
It's eresidency.com, I guess.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Well, you can also put it on notes. Because everybody who wants to do business in Europe, why not do it through Estonia? We already have a platform. You can establish a company. You can even open your bank accounts through that.
That's awesome. How can people stay in touch with you?
Oh, you can email me or find me through LinkedIn. And
what's your email?
Annika@leansightapp.com.
Can you spell that?
A-N-N-I-K-A ANNIKA@LEANSITEAPP.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Annika, for being on the Women in Tech podcast. This is so cool. I know you have to catch a bus, so I'll let you go, but this has been amazing. You guys, this is Esprit Devora. You know, you can find me on Twitter. And if you want to connect with more people like Annika, go to womenintechvip.com, which will take you straight to the Facebook group. That's womenintechvip.com. You're awesome. I will see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.